Hi there, Angela Scanlon here on the Graham Norton Radio Show with Waitrose. Thanks for joining me. There are guests, there are winners on the Wheelie Nearly Easter competition, and show chef Martha is back in the kitchen rustling up something delicious. So let's get started, shall we? Today on the show, the body coach Joe Wicks has a new kids book out. He'll be chatting all about that. Show chef Martha Collison is making green falafel. Delicious. And we have not one, but two winners on the Wheelie Nearly competition. Let's get cracking. It's time for my first guest.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show on Virgin Radio.
Joe Wicks is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Do people shout body coach at you or generally call you Joe?
They used to shout, oh, hey, lean in 15 back in the day.
Bish, bash, bosh.
In with a Lucy B and all that and the all the midget trees and stuff I used to call the broccoli. But no, at the moment, they just say Joe Wicks. So I hear kids saying, oh, look, that's the PE with Joe guy if they see me at the, you know, the farm or something.
Well, it feels like, I mean, timings wise, yeah, a kid's book feels like an obvious thing for you to do. I couldn't quite believe that it's your first one.
Well, this is my first non-fiction children's book. I've done a couple of sort of picture books. But yeah, I'm trying to share the message around, obviously, movement, exercise, nutrition, mental health. And this is kind of the same thing I talk about, you know, through social media and all my videos. But this is kind of in a nice format for young children, aged between sort of 6 and 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I call it a guide to a healthy body and mind. And we go through sort of the, you know, the body system, so the skeletal system, all the muscles and the joints, and then we talk about food and how that affects our mood, and then there's some lovely quizzes and activities. So it's a lovely book for kids, and I think it's going to really help them.
And it does feel like a workbook. I mean, when I'm leafing through it, it's quite old school as a kind of, yeah, it feels like a school book. I mean, it's juicier on the outside, but the paper and everything, it's proper, you know, you can get stuck in and write notes. And
yeah, there's some quizzes and there's some little activities and some workouts. But yeah, it's a lovely little, it's paperback, so it's obviously like black and white sort of thing in the inside, but it's something I was so fascinated by the body as a kid. You know, I really loved learning about what was going on inside my body, and I think it's important to talk about, you know, how certain things affect us, so exercise and food, and I talk about mindfulness, you know, breathing, calming your nerves and sort of dealing with feelings of stress and anxiety, because young kids feel these emotions, and it's sort of giving them the tools to navigate through that and self-regulate and sort of calm themselves down a little bit.
Yeah, which I think we as a generation are kind of learning to do that. But I think a lot of, you know, a lot of our parents maybe would not have been as aware of those emotions and regulating and how to kind of hold kids through those. But I mean, the stats are staggering around kind of mental health issues with young kids. So the fact that you're leaning towards that is also super important.
Yeah, you know, I'm so passionate about getting kids thinking about movement and seeing the benefits, because as a young kid myself in quite a chaotic home life and mad upbringing, I needed exercise and sport. It was my release and my kind of therapy. So yeah, I visit schools, I do a lot of tours. I was up in Ireland and Northern Ireland a few months ago, and I'm constantly trying to share that message. So this is just another way of, it's a vehicle to share the message around movement and exercise and hopefully inspire, you know, parents and kids to just like get active, you know, get away from the screens a little bit, be a little bit more human. And it could be playing in the garden, it could be, you know, running around or going out for a bike ride. It's not about structured PE fitness stuff, it's just any kind of movement, because, you know, we know that when we're sedentary and we're eating unhealthy food, it affects our mood, it affects our energy, and it can really lead to anxiety and depression, all these feelings in young people as well. So Fit and Healthy Happy is the title, and hopefully it will do that exact thing.
Because the thing is, here it says 50% of children are not meeting the, you know, the guidelines for 60 minutes of exercise a day. I mean, when I was a kid, I just don't remember exercise being a thing that you had to actively pursue, if you like, because we, by nature, we were always kind of outside and mucking around. But obviously with screens, we're, you know, kids are sitting down and have to now be told how to move, really.
Yeah, I think, you know, as technology's evolved and, you know, entertainment and social media, which is so sticky and, you know, so addictive in their nature, that we have become less more sedentary, less active, and it's hard. You know, that's why I try and get into the young schools and the primary school, because you've got to be, they need role models, and if the parents are disengaged and not really active themselves, it's very hard for children to go, oh yeah, I'm going to be active and start
that's
moving.
Normal.
Yeah, like they need to see it. And so I really believe in role modeling is important, especially around movement and exercise and cooking and getting the kids involved. And I know it's not easy, I know it's stressful sometimes, but by bringing them into the kitchen kitchen, or teaching them how to cook a little recipe, or, you know, doing a family activity on the weekend where you just get a bit of fresh air and you go out in nature, like, you really do fundamentally impact them, and it has a massive impact on their desire to want to exercise themselves.
And I think it's also given them a bit of independence around cooking, isn't it? Rather than just slapping something on the table, you're getting them involved, and then they feel kind of quite proud, and they've got a bit of ownership, and you're educating them along the way.
Yeah, it makes it fun, and it makes it more, they become more curious about food. So yeah, I think, you know, I'm not saying your kids are going to get in the kitchen and be making spaghetti bolognese every night.
Although they may.
They might do at a certain age, but making porridge or an omelette, or, you know, just putting your berries on top of your breakfast, like these kind of small little steps just get kids a little bit more curious. And I am super passionate about that. I think it's so important to get them off to a good start.
Also, midget trees, who doesn't want to eat them? Genius.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
On Virgin Radio.
I am joined by Joe Wicks. Have you been to Glastonbury? I feel like you could do...
I actually went for the first.
There.
Yeah, I went for the first time last year, and I did a workout on one of the stages. I'm going back this year to do it again.
Stop it. Yeah. So I was at Wellfest when you were there a number of years ago. Like, I'd say 2 years ago, maybe. Honestly... it was people in leggings running from all directions as soon as they heard your voice, because obviously you've got quite a distinctive voice. They know you from the telly, from Instagram, and they literally it was mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a great festival. I'm going back in May, actually, but I love the Irish. They're so welcoming and warm, and they've always been they've always got my kind of humour, and they've just been so lovely. Whenever I go there, I have such a good time. So yeah, I'm going to be back there in May.
But it's kind of like the opposite of a zombie apocalypse, in that they're just running with energy and wild-eyed enthusiasm towards you, getting ready for some exercise. That's quite
madness.
A feat.
That's why I love, like, bringing exercise to festivals, like music. Like, you'd never think of a workout at Glastonbury, but, you know, I'm going to be there on the park stage, like, in the morning, getting everyone, you know, gassed up for the whole day, and it's, going to be wicked. So that's in the summertime.
I love that. Ava Lilly from Northamptonshire. I'm just making Joe Wicks strawberry pavlova. It's my favourite thing to make and eat. She's 10.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
My
so, yeah, it's one of my recipes from one of the cookbooks.
So, Fitter, Healthier, Happier, for anyone who has just joined us, is a guide to a healthy body and mind. I was saying that there's a little exercise in here. Oh, sorry, this one I've also earmarked because I like a dog ear. There's plates. It's so super practical, like, for kids to understand what they should be eating in the levels and quantities that are reasonable, rather than, you know, just...
Yeah, some nice, it's been lovely illustrations in there. And I basically describe it on the back as an action-packed journey through the body and mind with plenty of tips, fab facts and inspiring activities. So there's, like, quizzes, there's little activities, those sort of things you can build. It's really about what's going on in the human body, how can we boost our mood and our energy, and that's for exercise. And there's some lovely little mindful kind of activities as well, because I feel like kids can be... they can build up sort of stress and anxiety in the body, and they can either internalize it and become withdrawn, or they can learn to release that through breathing or exercise. And for me, like, it was always movement. I had to do that. And so I hope this book inspires parents and kids to actually, like, just get out more and be a little bit more human.
My 6-year-old is going through a moment where her expression of, I'm not sure whether it's frustration or anger, is released with a
sounds like a cat.
Kind of animalistic. And I'm trying not to react massively, but we were in Ireland last weekend, and one of her uncles said something, and she literally went and I thought, actually, sometimes, you know, those kind of odd expressions are suppressed. We're told that's not okay. But, you know, the release, whether it's of, you know.
Yeah, let it out.
Let it out.
My kids scream at me. I always say, if you really want to have a good scream, like, go and scream into the pillow. But I've got these punch pads. So when I can see they're getting a bit worked up and they're stressed out, I get the little pads and gloves out, and I do a bit of kickboxing with them, and they love it. And then you can really see it released from their body. And so rather than, like, you know, turning to tantrums and screaming and mirroring each other's behaviour, you can actually just do something fun and playful where you both have a good time and you both sort of feel like you're in a better mood at the end.
Sleep is another thing that you look at. I know it was National Sleep Week, isn't it, every week? What are your tips for great sleep?
Well, what sleep? I've got 3 kids.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I get sleep, but it's broken sleep. Yeah, yeah. I've got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and you can guarantee at least one of them is waking up every night. The only real solution we found is we've got to get to bed early, because if I'm up till 11:30, 12, it's not going to happen.
Game over.
I've got to try and get in bed, you know, 9:30. If I can be asleep by 10, I'm in for a good, hopefully a good chance of getting a good night's sleep. But yeah, I think the routine's important. But you know what the biggest disruptor is, apart from kids?
That guy.
It's your smartphone. So get an old school alarm clock, leave the phone in another room or downstairs, because honestly, like, that phone and the social media, how just addictive it is. It's, we doom scroll, right, and we stick to it for hours and hours, yeah. And that's what's disrupting our sleep the most.
Yeah, and it's the blue light as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've like banished it to the kitchen, but sometimes I'll find myself sneaking down for a little...
One more hit. Yeah, it's literally... Rosie's been away for the last few days, and when she's away, I can't regulate myself. I can't monitor it. I can't have it in moderation. So I had the phone in the bedroom, scrolling till 1 a.m. I'm not sleeping much because I literally can't put it down. It's weird. Mm. It's like my brain goes into overdrive, and I'll go Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, repeat, do the loop, and end up watching like these silly videos.
You don't even know where you are or what you're watching.
Yeah, get rid of the phone out the bedroom. That's going to have a massive impact. And same for your kids as well. Like iPads and phones
gone
out the bedroom, and then that's going to give them a chance to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Where do we stand on caffeine? Because I feel like as a, you know, dad of three small kids, jumping and leaping around, do you drink coffee?
I've got nothing against coffee. I mean, I sometimes I'll have an espresso if I'm tired.
That's it, sometimes.
But I'm not, so I don't rely on it too much, because I feel like for me, like sleep and obviously the food I eat and the exercise is giving me energy. But
okay.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with coffee. It's obviously if you're having like lattes with loads of sugar and syrup and gingerbread milk and all that, like, then obviously you're drinking a lot of calories. But there's nothing, I think a black coffee in the morning, if you need it, is going to give you a good bit of energy.
Okay, and sugar. Sorry, this is just basically a consultation joke. Right, how do we feel about sugar? Because obviously there's a lot of chit-chat now around sugar being the literal devil. Aside from smartphones, it's, you know, on the naughty step, isn't
it? Well, I love sugar. I'm not going to be someone who demonises it, because I know there's a lot of people that are demonising everything, and it makes it unrealistic, because it's in a lot of things. It's obviously in treats and ultra processed foods. This is a new term, right? Ultra processed food. What does that mean? Usually it's loads of added chemicals and, you know, sweeteners, additives, gums,
emulsifiers.
You don't
recognise a lot of the ingredients.
Yeah, and your body doesn't know what they are, and it's like loads of ingredients. So it's almost like it's edible substances, but it's not real food. So if you can reduce these things that we're talking about and just cook more at home, whole foods, you know, with proteins and fats, your blood sugar levels stay a bit more stable.
Yeah.
You're not having that crash. But I can't help but eat ice cream and chocolate. It's like, I'm not willing to give it up. So I think 80% of the time I'm eating healthy and I'm eating well. And then 20%, I'd say, you know, is UPF and a bit of sugar. But I think it's about balance, isn't it? I mean, I could be leaner. I could probably be a little bit healthier, but you've got to live your life, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can still do them muscle ups. It's fine. Everything's fine. Also, just one more. Did you bring any of those dates that you made on your Instagram last night?
Oh, them dates are lethal. So basically, I get Majul dates.
Oh, like they are like toffee. If you're trying to like flog a healthy treat to the kids.
Yeah, I mean, God knows how many calories they've got in them.
Because I
basically put open the date, take out the pip, and then you put the peanut butter or almond butter inside. Then you dip it in chocolate and
delicious.
Put a few coconut sprinkles on it.
Yeah,
but you know, you can't eat one of them. You end up eating three or four and they're so Moorish.
Down the hatch. But they're whole foods, Joe.
Exactly.
So it's fine. Fill your boots. Okay, fitter, healthier, happier. Oh, you're doing week-long exercise videos for kids.
Yeah, they're going live. So I film like a series of workouts.
You know what?
They're going to be going live on YouTube. And it's just basically a 10-minute workout with a quiz. So they're going to be on my YouTube channel, which is called The Body Coach TV. And you can see them. And yeah, I really hope you enjoy the book. And good luck with it.
Thank you so much. That starts on YouTube 18th of March. Good luck with the book, Joe. Thank you so much,
Angela. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
On Virgin Radio.
Still to come, two winners on our Wheely Nearly Easter competition. But first, ding, ding.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
Virgin Radio.
It's nearly Easter and it is time for the competition that I've been talking about relentlessly. Martha's on hand. She's like my Meghan Markle.
She's
ready to go. Give us an old spin there.
Should we have a little practice?
Yeah, I like the sound of it. Go for it.
Ooh.
Oh, it sounds dramatic. Okay, so there are lots of prizes to be won. There's potentially a 250 quid Waitrose voucher. There's a gift box. There's hot honey hatchlings and speckled bird box eggs. All edible, I'm assured. Nicola in Coventry is our first caller. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited.
Excited?
Excited. What you did there.
Good. I know, sorry. What's your plan today, apart from hopefully winning some speckled eggs?
Oh, I was just going to have a really boring day actually doing housework. My other half's going to watch the football. Okay. So, yeah, I was just going to spend the day doing some spring cleaning.
Lovely. I like a boring day spring cleaning. And it does have a sense of spring being in the air, doesn't it? I went for a walk yesterday. I was like, it smells like spring. I don't even know what that means, but it's a very distinct kind of rain, but with the sun begging for a bit of exposure.
Yeah, the weather's started to get really nice. It's nice and mild now. So, yeah, bring on the summer.
And tell me, are you a clean freak? Are you one of these people who buys all of the little sponges that have the faces on it and kind of like quite nerdy about your cleaning, or are you old school?
I think I'm a bit more old school, to be honest.
Okay. But like, you sound relatively excited about the job at hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Good. Okay, shall we spin the wheel?
Oh, I'd love to spin the wheel, please.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Shall we ask the question first? Yeah, we'll do that bit first. Yeah. OK, so what sort of buns, Nicola, would you associate with Easter? It's a tricky one. Phone friend.
Yeah, is that hot cross buns by any chance?
Is it hot? Of course it's hot cross buns. OK, Martha, spin that wheel, girl.
Come on, let's
give it a good one now. Hey! She's getting stuck in. I hope she doesn't go into labour, although I feel equipped. I had a home birth. I'm ready for you. Oh! Okay, exciting.
Are you ready?
I think so.
It is a hot cross panettone.
Ooh! What even is that? That's like a panettone, but in a hot cross bun.
Like a giant hot cross bun.
Fantastic! A bun the size of your own buns. Wonderful.
Great,
that's
you.
Something to get stuck into. Thank you so much, Nicola. Have a lovely Saturday.
Yeah, and happy Easter to you.
You too. Good luck with the cleaning.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to Annika from Shropshire. Good morning, Annika.
Hi, good morning.
Tell me, are you cleaning or are you doing something a little more exciting?
Oh, well, slightly. I've actually got a toddler free day today.
Oh.
My mum's got him.
So you're lying down.
I've still got my baby. Well, no, I've still got my 6-month-old.
Oh, bless you.
But they'll be getting lots of jobs done that have been on the list for ages that I never get a chance to do.
Oh, okay. You know what I suggest is to stick that list in the bin and have a nap. Everyone says it. They're like, lie down, have a nap. When the second one comes along, as you well know, there's no opportunity for the naps that you had with the newborn. Martha, listen up. Okay, take.
Well, we are going on a very rare date night tonight, me and my fiance, so that will be nice.
Fabulous. So what does that entail? Cinema, so you can both sleep.
And just a nice meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And then any plans for Easter? Have you planned ahead, thinking ahead?
Not really. We generally have all the cousins and everything round. They all come round and we do a big Easter hunt in the garden.
Nice.
So that'll be nice.
Okay, good. Well, maybe we can give you some merch for your hunt, yeah?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
I mean, a hot honey hatchling. Martha, can you shed some light on what that is?
I think it's a little tiny chocolate chick filled with spicy honey.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
Also, a whole leg of lamb on here.
A whole leg of lamb. Oh, yeah, love a bit of lamb. Okay, great. Is there anything that you really need?
Oh, well, obviously the Waitrose Archer would be amazing.
That's the one,
but,
right?
I'm just so excited to be on here. So any win would be amazing.
Okay, let's see what we can do for you, Annika. Here is
your
question. Traditionally, what foodstuff, this should be right up your street, do children and sometimes adults hunt for over Easter? Have a little think about that one there now.
That will be Easter eggs.
Yes, of course it's
Hooray.
Easter eggs. Okay, spin that wheel.
Are you ready? Come on, let's have a match.
Come on. Are we allowed to manipulate it at all? Gently? No, probably not. Not salmon toast. We haven't identified who that is. Ooh, what have we got?
It's a day of hot cross buns. This is Waitrose and Partners number one Belgian chocolate hot cross buns.
I mean, it's hot cross buns, you know, but they're
pimped.
Oh,
I know. You can never go wrong with hot cross buns.
They're the best you've got. I wonder, can you put them in the toaster or does the chocolate melt on the thing?
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't let me know how that goes. Yeah, you try it before I do.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful, Annika. Thank you so, so much for calling and have a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Go lie down, yeah, and enjoy your date night.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Lovely. Thank you, Martha. We'll see you later for some falafel. Also, I appreciate madly your St. Patrick's Day effort.
Why, thank you.
She's all in green. We'll see it on the socials.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
Virgin Radio.
Hello, Martha.
Hello.
You look fab.
Why, thank you. I've gone with a green theme.
I know. I love it. How's the hatchling?
The little hatchling is a big hatchling now. Yeah, they're almost ready to make their appearance, but hopefully not quite yet. Not this weekend.
We've a couple more of recipes to get through. So today you have done green falafel. It's a recipe from Ellie, who we know and love.
Yes, Ellie Pear writes excellent recipes, normally based on food waste. So her Waitrose column is always about an ingredient that lingers in your fridge that you think, what am I doing with the rest of that? And this week's all about herbs.
Love it.
Because often a recipe calls for like a third of a pack of parsley.
And then it's sad and lonely in the fridge, and then it gets soggy and then out she goes.
And there are all kinds of clever things you can do with herbs to kind of prolong their life, like freeze them in little ice cube trays of olive oil and then use them in things. But I would imagine that most of us have the best laid plans, but actually...
I was just going to say, by the time you realise they're not getting used, they're unusable.
Yep. Exactly. So things like this recipe are great because you can use lots of different kinds of herbs and you chuck them all in the food processor and the stems get used as well, so there's no waste. Happy days.
Okay, great. So that's what gives us the greenery.
And they are green. Yeah. They are green to the max. They even really made the oil go green in the frying. I was like, whoa, I was going to take this home to reheat, but no. Not this happening. Is a green oil. This is specifically for herby falafels.
Okay, herby falafels.
Yeah.
How, I mean, falafel, it feels quite vintage.
So
having a comeback. Yeah, I do. I think falafel, you know, 10 years ago was like, ooh, what's that? And then you
think, a falafel and a pomegranate seed.
Well, now I think of falafel as, you know, soakage when you've had a few too many.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? It's a really good street food. I feel like whenever I go
street food.
Or like on a city break, and I'll ask on Instagram for recommendations, always, pretty much wherever you go, people will be like, there's
a little
this
dingy
one
window.
Little falafel place that you've got to get to. It's a little hole in the wall. And to be honest, normally the recommendations are really good. And in Brighton, there's a great falafel shop as well. So it is a good, like, nice filler, and it feels a little healthy, although I'm unconvinced as to how, having listened to Joe Wicks, I'm unconvinced as to how healthy a falafel
it's
actually is.
It's a whole food, Martha. It's absolutely fine.
It is whole. It's whole. It's got a lot of lovely green ingredients, lots of vegetables.
Well, it looks the picture, so I'm going to nail one now, and shall we talk about how to make it after this?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show on Virgin Radio.
I can confirm... Absolutely delicious, Martha.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to Ellie for the recipe.
Very herby.
It's a good one. Lots and lots of herbs in there. A little bit of chilli, bit of onion.
Yeah, I got a bit of heat there now. So tell us, how do you make it?
So I will also add that I've put the falafels into a flatbread.
Like a doughy pillow flatbread. You'd want
really
to
nice
wrap
one.
Yourself in it. It's like a sleeping bag.
It's a Waitrose, it's the Levantine table flatbread, right? I do ones with roasted garlic as well, which are very nice. But they're just so people can imagine it. It's falafels in a flatbread with a bit of hummus underneath.
Fine, but I just ate it like on its own with the hummus and it's delish.
You could just have a little bowl full. Or you could make little tiny ones as like a little appetizer.
Popcorn falafel.
Nice. I like the idea of that. Yeah. But we're starting with our chickpeas, so that's the basis of our falafels, and we're basically just bunging everything into a food processor. So take a can of chickpeas, drain them, use the best quality you can find because they make up such a lot of it, and it's all about the water content. If you have falafels or if you've tried making them and they've split apart in the pan, it's usually because it's too much liquid. So good quality chickpeas that are kind of really nice and solid into the
Sorry,
food processor.
Are you saying that that's what makes a good chickpea is less water? Because sometimes they are very mushy when you open them up.
Sometimes they are. I feel like for this, so Ellie uses the Waitrose Dutch organic chickpeas and they are just like, they've not been inflated to weigh themselves down in the can or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, so and then drain them.
Yep, so they get drained.
Properly.
Then they go in. We're also adding half an onion, and you can roughly chop these things because they're all being blitzed up anyway.
Low maintenance.
A big old amount of parsley, so not one of those stingy little packets, like a big 100-gram pack.
I feel like I'm still eating parsley that's lodged in the back of my teeth.
Because I feel like in a lot of countries they use parsley as more like a salad leaf than an actual herb.
I love parsley as a salad leaf.
It's great. It's got such a lovely flavour and it's not
so
too
fresh.
Intense. If you like things like rocket or watercress, you'll enjoy things like parsley as a big basis.
Also, sorry, top tip, not that this
Go
is
ahead.
About this, but parsley, if you've had a lot of garlic or a meal where you just think, oh, I feel like, you know, that's people are going to know what I've eaten in 2 hours' time, parsley.
Oh, and it
chew on parsley
away
at the end of the meal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. Well, okay. Speaking of garlic, the next ingredient is three cloves of garlic. So they go into the pan along with some coriander and a chilli. Then you want to blitz that all together and then add in some salt and some cumin seeds. Blitz it again until it's coarse sand. So it's like this kind of mealy texture. Mm-hmm. The herbs have it's turned a bright green colour. Tip it into a bowl. We're adding a little bit of gram flour, which is a chickpea flour, and some bicarbonate of soda, which helps them to crisp up really nicely in your oil. Then your whole mixture goes into the fridge for at least half an hour. And again, you want it to be really cold so that they don't fall apart when you come to do the frying. Then when you're ready to fry, you just want to heat up your olive oil, not your olive oil, sorry, your vegetable oil, until it is nice and hot. You can drop a little bit of falafel mixture in to test it, and it should just rise to the top, give a little sizzle.
Oh, so we're talking, there's a good old lug of oil.
It's a deep fry situation. These are a deep fry situation. Although I did do a bit of research to find out if you could air fry a falafel.
Go on.
And apparently you can.
Stop it.
I haven't tested it, so don't come for me.
Do
but
not
I've read about it. And they
She's
say
about to have a baby. What's wrong with you?
You told me it set fire to my kitchen, which I feel like is a really nice alternative.
That's a great.
So
one.
You wet to make them into the falafel shapes. You wet your hands, and then you take little balls. You can use a little ice cream scoop or a spoon. Mm-hmm. Make little balls, and then either deep fry them in the oil for 3 to 4 minutes until they're nice and golden all over.
So we're not even rolling them in a breadcrumb.
No.
So what? That little crispiness is from the chickpeas.
It's just the chickpeas. Just the mixture creates this lovely crispy texture on the outside. And then when you cut them open, they are this green feast, perfect for your St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay, and then you've served them with hummus?
I have. I've done
why not?
A bit of hummus because chickpeas on chickpeas is what we all want. I should have made a chickpea wrap to put them in.
Well, everyone's into it. Okay, great. What? I mean, I feel like the world's an oyster with falafel now that this green herby situation has been introduced. I mean, could you do tomato falafel? Beetroot falafel?
Ooh, I reckon you could as long as you're not introducing too much water.
Water's the issue.
So maybe sun-dried tomatoes. I reckon that would work. Yeah.
Okay, but just drain them.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. The world is your oyster.
So anything
you
else to
traffic
add?
Light. I think that's all I have to say on the subject
she's
of falafel.
Done. She's done with falafels. Out. Thank you very much, Martha. Waitrose.com/showchef is where you will get those recipes. Well, that one particularly, and all the rest of them. And you can see them at Virgin Radio UK on socials. Thank you very much, Martha. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, welcome.
Don't go.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
On Virgin Radio.
Well, that's enough for now. I'll be back with you tomorrow on the Graham Norton Radio Show with Waitrose, with more highlights from Graham and some top tips from the lovely show chef, Martha. Make sure you're up to date with us on all socials. You can catch us at Virgin Radio UK and make sure to watch all the full interviews on the Virgin Radio YouTube channel. Chat to you soon.
Angela Scanlon on the Graham Norton Radio Show.
On Virgin Radio.